Yeah.
Through the summer, all the way to July.
I must have missed it the first time because Chris kind of like just dismissed, you know, he kind of lost his luggage. That's not what happened. If you say, oh, we lost our luggage, that implies the airline lost the bag, right?
Yeah.
That implies that somebody else misplaced your stuff. Not that you just went about your day for a day and a half and then realized, oh, hey, by the way, one of my bags is missing. And that is what my son did. And we're still waiting, hoping, not optimistically hoping, but still hoping that that comes back.
Go to John Wayne after the show. What do you have? What do you have to do? There's nobody home.
I think there's a drifter in Santa Ana right now, just walking around with ski pants.
Decked out in North Face jackets.
Why are you wearing those goggles?
And the little ski cap.
What's the point of that? 74 out.
I am. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled on the locals.
Keep
out
a lookout
for sure.
Did I ever tell you this? There was a time, this was a couple years ago, I think this was maybe during COVID, I had gone and done laundry, and I had my laundry basket.
You told me this story.
I had my laundry basket, went and did laundry at a dry cleaner or a laundromat. And I had come back, and I had, overnight, I had put the laundry back into my car when I went and picked it up, and I don't think I took it out, so it just stayed in the back of my car. Go inside my place in the morning. I come back and the window is broken in my car. So somebody broke into my car and they took whatever they took. A part of what they also took was my laundry. So somebody was walking around. You're talking about Michael. You got somebody wearing snow. Somebody was walking around my socks.
A Zion hoodie.
A Zion hoodie. They're walking around in all my stuff, like stuff that I had got that I'd been wearing for years.
And Zion hoodies.
Listen, if I get stuff that I like, and it's not going anywhere, why am I getting rid of it, right?
Absolutely.
Undershirts that I've had for how long? I don't know. And somebody's just walking around with all my stuff.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Do what you got to do.
So I was here yesterday until about 3, finished up the things that I needed to do. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. I kind of lingered for a little while. I was just looking, had a nice chat with Funches. Just kind of, talked with Bronny for a little bit.
Did you hang out long enough to where they were like trying to end the conversation?
Yes, 100%. 100%. Like, hey, Trev, you know that I'm not done with my day? Like, I got some stuff that I got to get done.
You just try to talk to Basin Island during breaks? They're like, we have a show to do. We're doing our show.
Yeah, kind of like that. So anyway, get on the road, 3:15, give or take, and I'm driving home. I live down in South Orange County, and it takes me an hour and 15 minutes to drive home from downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at the clock. It's like, by the time I get to my house, it's going to be 4:30 and put my stuff away. And by back to the Outback, it's going to be 5:15, 5:30. And I'm hungry right now. I haven't really eaten much that day. So I hit the Outback at 4:00 yesterday. It was terrific. It was everything I had told you it was going to be. And I got exactly what I told you I was going to get. Got my side salad, my loaf of dark bread.
Of dark bread is
terrific.
Delicious.
It's warm. It's warm. That's what it is.
Gosh.
It's warm dark bread with nice soft butter.
Yes.
And then my broccoli and my
6-ounce
filet and a baked potato with whatever you have back there that you want to throw in it. Go ahead and throw it in there. And then roll it in salt for 6 days. It was terrific.
When did you put out your tweet?
Right when I sat down.
Okay, so right when you sat down.
Yeah.
Emily, everything you just said, Emily didn't hear. Emily was breaking down your tweet and the photo and what it looked like. I completely disagree with her. I think the photo wasn't close enough, personally. And I think the vibe that you showed.
My arm's only so long. What do you want from me?
You can't. You take a picture outside of the Outback saying, this is where I am. We don't need to see you necessarily.
No, we need to
see where you are.
Look, if I'm putting a picture, I'm going to put my face in it. That's how that's going to work.
40% of his face.
We don't see all of your face.
It's art.
You captured the person behind us. You said there was no one else at this restaurant. So apparently.
Two other people.
You captured one of the two other people.
There was a woman to my right, and there was a guy.
Somebody eating or working?
Eating.
Okay.
Yes,
and there was
in motion.
And there
so
was somebody directly, because the bar is kind of horseshoe shaped.
They talk with their hands.
Right? And there's a guy right across from me. And
yeah.
So I had on, as I do 80% of the time, an ESPN LA half zip, right? Mm-hmm. Just like I do today. And all of a sudden, I hear this guy say to the bartender, hey, where's Peyton Manning from? And I'm literally trying to move my arms in a way to conceal the logo that's on my, because I know that this is the begin. I've this has happened to me enough times. I know how this is going.
You should have turned to him and said, "Hey, Travis Rogers, ESPN LA.
It's an opportunity for friendship right there."
And I start eating. I'm looking down at my plate. Like, I'm not looking up. No eye contact. Nothing at all. And so the woman to my right goes, "I think he's from Chicago." And I'm like, "Oh God, now here we go again."
This was the Dodger guy that came and sat next to you.
Do I have to correct an obvious wrong, or can I? They know how to get me. They ask a question that I clearly know the answer to.
I would have said he's Canadian.
And the bartender, the woman who was took my order and was giving the drinks and stuff, she knew. She goes, "No, he's from New Orleans." And I'm like, thank goodness. She took it off my plate. I was so happy. I was Chicago. I'm like, has anybody ever heard Peyton Manning talk? It doesn't sound. I mean, he's
from the South Side.
He's clearly from the South. He clearly didn't grow up in. He go, "Hey, my, get some pap down at the store," right? He's Southern. He's from Louisiana.
Hey, put it here, Travis Rogers, ESPN Los Angeles.
Paid the check as quickly as I could, and just 1% short of sprinting out the door. The girl at the hostess is like, "Have a nice night." I'm like, "Yep, see you later."
I got no problem. Love the early dinner. Thought that was great. Love the fact that you got in there before everybody else. You know, that big rush comes in.
There's two people.
Big rush comes in around 5:45 over there at that Outback location.
So you know
my
funny?
Favorite part of your entire story is that about 7:30 you decided, guys, it's enough. Time to go upstairs. And those who don't know Travis Rogers, if you're going upstairs, the night is done. The night is over.
Sleep, sound asleep by 7:45. It was glorious. This is from Christopher Holmes. He writes, "My parents are 75 and having a hard time accepting the fact they're old. I applaud you, Trav, for accepting your senior citizen status last night with open, feeble, wrinkly old person arms."
Yeah, the difference is he's not a senior citizen. He's just accepted the role of a senior citizen.
I do have an AARP card.
Did you get a discount yesterday when you ate at 5:15?
I should have asked. I'm going to start carrying my ARP card around.
Why not?
Well, your discount should be, I mean, happy hour, anything.
There was,
anything to your advantage?
When I was flipping channels last night, I landed on a commercial with Ted Danson, and he was pitching like senior citizen cell phone plans. Like, I think Consumer Cellular, I think is what it's called.
$29.99.
It was this great deal, and I'm like, well, if you're over 50, and I'm like, tell me more.
Piqued my interest.
Tell me more about because the whole pitch was, you're paying for all this stuff you're never gonna need. All you need is to be able to call your grandchildren. And
all of a sudden,
pictures.
You start sitting up.
I practically
wait, what
had my
was
credit
that?
Card out of the wallet. I was ready to pay
see you at
the
bar
spot.
At Outback. Can you turn this up? Turn what up? Turn this commercial up real quick. $29.99.
It was pretty great. I enjoyed myself a great time. Got 12 hours of sleep. I'm ready to go.
You
I still feel
today.
Like a million bucks. Sleep.
Yeah, you were
still
fresh
feel
today.
Like a million bucks. Good news for DeMar Hamlin. As of this morning, he had his breathing tube removed. He has been talking with some Buffalo Bills teammates. He was able to get on a FaceTime with them. He is neurologically intact, according to doctors. Every possible positive outcome that we were all hoping for seems to have been realized. And we don't get to say that very often. It's not very often when you have a situation like we saw on Monday Night Football and everything works out and it feels like we're headed in that direction with DeMar Hamlin, and it's just awesome.
Look, it was just Monday night that he's having CPR performed on him on the field. It's just Monday night that the ambulance is taking him off the field. It was just Monday night that nobody really had any answers. You just everybody was kind of hoping and praying. Tuesday we did the show and tried kind of doing a 3-hour show. Hey, as updates come, we'll tell you. There were no updates. Wednesday a little bit of information that seemed like it was might trend in the positive direction. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we got some news trending in the positive direction, and then to read that story this morning about him FaceTiming with his teammates, man, that's awesome.
Here's Bills head coach Sean McDermott talking about DeMar Hamlin's father addressing the team.
Yesterday, DeMar's father spoke to the team. Really, his message was the team needs to get back to focusing on the goals that they had set for themselves. DeMar would have wanted it that way, and I'm paraphrasing. And so that includes our game against New England this week. And I think that that has helped. And then again, today, the news today, as Josh alluded to, was a huge help to getting us back to focused on the game this weekend.
I mean, amen, right? That the dad coming in and saying, hey, listen, I've talked to DeMar, and he wants you guys to go back to business, and he wants you guys to get ready. And not that it's as easy as, okay, let's go get him, but it does allow you.
That's something.
It gives you a green light to care about football. It gives you a green light to go back to work and at least for a few hours say, I'm going to focus on this the way that I need to focus on this, and I can still worry about my friend and my teammate, my brother, after practice or after the game, but if he was still in a, hey, we don't know what's going on, yeah. How do you go to practice under those circumstances? Under these circumstances, you can at least for a few hours concentrate on what you need
to. Well, that's why you stopped the game on Monday night, right? Yeah. How are these guys going to go back out on the field not knowing how one of their teammates, one of their closest friends, you know, whatever the relationships they have with him specifically, you weren't able to. And I think this does give a little bit of that, okay, we know he's doing better. We know he's progressing. We know it's trending in the right direction. Like you said, for 3 hours, let's roll up our sleeves. He wants us to do this. Like I think there's a lot that comes with that.
All right, so the Week 18 NFL schedule will be played as scheduled coming up tomorrow. Got a couple of games tomorrow. Yep. And Week 18, of course, a lot of playoff scenarios, seedings, teams in, teams out. Last year was the weirdest Week 18 finale ever. We'll relive it, and Charger fans, sorry in advance. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Couple of quick tweets here. You can always reach out to me and Slee and Emily and Taylor on Twitter. You can join the Trav and Slee community.
Get in that Trav and Slee community,
absolutely, damn it. Absolutely. At Travis Rogers, at Alan Sliwa, at Emily Hebel, H-Y-B-L, and at Royal T. Smith. Did I get that right, Taylor?
Yes, you did.
There you go. See, Slee, I'm basically a social media influencer. That's basically...
You can tell by the pictures.
We'll get to that. It's one of the tweets that I want to read. This is from Big E. What was the average age of the 4 p.m. crowd at Outback? I could probably get it within a year or two because there was only three of us. I'm 51. The woman to my right was probably a little bit older than me, not a ton, maybe 55. Yeah, and then the guy at the other end of the bar was probably 60.
Which is why I thought Peyton Manning's from Chicago.
Right, but no, he was just trying to talk to somebody. So at 55, it's pretty easy to get an average when there's only three numbers.
Yeah, you were a young gun.
I was a whippersnapper in there. Yeah, we, for counting the bartenders, we're going to pull it down because they were in their 20s and 30s. She was a good bartender, by the way. Justin,
okay,
a little soda water for you right here. A
couple weeks ago, went to a restaurant, sat at the bar, and I thought of you because we've had the conversation before of kind of what makes a good bartender.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good bartender?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, I couldn't find anything wrong. Like, the guy just did it perfectly.
That's great.
Now, for other people, maybe they want to talk to the bartender. Maybe they want a conversation. Maybe they want this. For me personally, come up, hey, get you guys a couple menus here. Whenever you're ready, just let me know. Goes back doing other things, drying some glasses, doing whatever he's doing.
Cutting limes.
Cutting limes. Comes back, and just a heads up, this is everything on the happy hour menu. So just know that that's there.
Perfect.
Leaves again. Comes, kind of give him some eye contact. Ready for the wine? Cool. Order the wine. It was just enough service and let these people breathe. They came to hang out. I'm assuming you're right. I know all people are different. They're there to hang out with each other.
Yes.
They're not here to meet the bartender and
for you know to do their your routine.
Life and know their life story and everything yeah. else. It was just kind of the perfect mix.
It's like, yes, you described it perfectly, because sometimes people sit down and they want to talk. Like, hey, we're kind of slow in here tonight, huh? Yeah. There's a hockey
going game through on. A divorce. Here's the happy hour menu. Excuse me.
It's just let the customer tell you what they want. Just listen to them. If they're like, thank you, that means leave. They go, oh, thanks, man. Hey, would you mind turning that on too? That means that they're open to having a little
dialogue.
Thing. Or if there's a Laker game on, oh man, you a Laker fan? Now I want the conversation. If it's just, yeah, I'll take the 6 ounce filet and the dark bread, please. Then it means
I don't want to open up and have a life story
like that.
Well, you got to open on the low side. You can always go up, because if you open, like,
that's how he ordered yesterday.
Because if I go, hey, how you doing today? Boy, wet out there, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow, kind of cold. Woo! Okay, so get me the 6 ounce filet, and I'll take. Then they think that I'm there. But if you just come in and slow play it, then you can always go up. You can't come back.
Got a slow play.
You can't come back.
Got a slow play.
Got a slow play. Two more. I suck at selfies too, Trav. That's from our pal Crypto Ray. A, I might have to block you for that, Crypto Ray. And number two, I don't suck.
What's that supposed to say about his selfie that he took yesterday?
Mine's great. Mine is, if I could do it again, I wouldn't change a thing. One more.
I did see Kim Kardashian had a very similar, like the angle that you took,
mm-hmm.
that she did a selfie recently.
Very similar.
Very similar.
Well, we care about the same things.
Very similar.
We're interested in the same sorts of things and impacting the world similarly. This is from Tim. Trav, do me a favor for 2023. Pick up a hobby, please. It pains me to see you were so lost without a family member in the house to yell at.
Does have a hobby. He's raising a family.
I've got.
They just are on vacation. Hobbies.
I just
golf. Couldn't do that.
I couldn't play golf. I didn't want to bother my friends who were in the middle of, you know, their work weeks and everything.
Why don't you go for
else?
Like a 7-8 mile jog?
It's raining. I could slip and fall. I'm an elderly person. I could break a hip.
Go for a drive.
I get enough daily driving in my life. That's kind of not really a thing. It's all good. All right. Let's go try a quick phone call here. Let's go to Carson and Anthony. Anthony, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up, Anthony?
Dude, this whole conversation about the best bartender just reminded me of when I was in San Diego. I went to Legoland for my son's birthday. And when we went to the restaurant, it was a chart house kind of place. But we put in all our orders. And we were like, okay, see you later. And then the guy just stood there. He didn't leave. So my wife and I, we're from L.A., so we're like, is this how San Diego
is? It's a San Diego thing.
Not like it's the other it's side of the world. Thing. It's San Diego.
It's not Istanbul.
Exactly. Because I lived in Carlsbad. I lived off of Tamarack, so I'm like used to San Diego. But I'm like, wow, I've never. So every time he came back, he didn't just leave. He just stood there. So we're like, what the heck?
You didn't pull a chair for him? You didn't say, come join the family?
Anthony, did you have to say, okay, that's it. Thank you. Did you have to, like, shoo him on his way?
I didn't have to, but he kind of felt that. But he just stayed. He was, like, insistent on staying.
That's odd.
Okay, here's the million. Have you been back since?
I have not been back since. When I go to Legoland again, I'll probably stick to another spot. But
swing by my house. I'm down that way. We text me. We'll go find a place where the bartender leaves us alone. Thank you, Anthony. Yeah, those are weird moments.
I like how he said, is that a San Diego thing? Is that like a cultural thing down there? No, it's the same.
Waiter just never leave you alone.
Look, like every other occupation in the world, there are some people that are very good at what they do, and there are some people that are not. And I'll take the cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke. That's your key. And then for you, I'll have the baked chicken, a side salad, and ice water, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good. That's when you walk away. If you just stand there.
No, it's a vet.
What do you do?
Yeah, vet's walking.
What would you have said?
I think there's a way to, thank you, man, appreciate it. And then, like, giving him the indication, like, we got it.
Is
we're
not
done.
Finishing your order the indication that you're done?
I'd give him a little pat on the lower back, like, go get him. get over there to the other tables.
It's not like a walkie-talkie or CB communication where I'll take the cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke over.
Table over there. They're out of water.
So weird. So weird. All right. Week 18, Sunday Night Football last year. We've mentioned it a few times this season, but I want to replay this because, of course, it was the Chargers and Raiders. Last game of the season. If the game ends in a tie, both teams go to the playoffs.
Yep.
The Chargers drive the field at the end of regulation, score a touchdown to tie the game. The game goes in overtime. The game is very deep into overtime.
And how many fourth downs did the Chargers have just to set it to overtime? Yep.
A million. And then the Raiders make it very clear that they're running up the white flag to, hey, listen, we're not going to run. If you don't do anything, we won't do anything. We'll both go to the playoffs. We don't want to run a play and get a turnover or whatever it might be. This is what Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth had to say about it as it was happening.
So you're taking a chance on not going to the playoffs. If you try a kick, could get blocked. Anything could happen, right?
Right.
Whereas if you take a knee, the game's over and you're in the playoffs.
Who could have ever dreamed of the scenario? Third and four, now what? Chargers take a timeout.
Los Angeles takes its first timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout.
What?
What?
Yeah, I think the Raiders were playing to get it down to either a field goal or just let the clock run out, and the Chargers took the timeout.
I'm trying to process this myself.
Wow.
I know.
That's really interesting. So I assume they're going to take another one here and try and force a punt.
Well, these,
if they don't get it.
These will be very interesting press conferences after the game.
That's actually worse than I remembered. That Collinsworth,
that's a lot worse than I remember. Yeah, that was me asking Mace about Avatar.
Collinsworth and Michaels are both like, wait, what's happening? That there is literally no upside to the Chargers calling.
Well, how about
right
the setup before the timeout? Hey, guys, we just played. Can you believe this? They're going to tie the game, and both squads are going to get in. And it looks like the Chargers are calling a timeout, and then it's just trying to understand.
It forced the Raiders into having to run a play,
yep,
which they did,
and
which
picked up a good chunk of yards.
Now they're like, well, let's just kick the field goal and win the game, which they did.
Almost like, F you guys for calling this and trying to play this game. We had a gentleman's agreement on that.
Let's just say that because Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth are very experienced professional broadcasters, that they were able to communicate their dismay and what was happening in a professional manner. Because had it been anybody else, it would have been like, what the F is going on
out there?
Well,
that's what they were saying in a professional setting.
Why is
right?
Staley this blanking stupid? Yeah. What is he doing? Does he realize that he just literally just had to stand there and do nothing and they would go to the playoffs?
Was this the final game, too?
It was Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football, Week 18.
That's what it was, yeah.
And then the Steelers, they kept on going to the fans in the stadium that were Steelers fans being like
in shock. That's right.
The Steelers get to go to the postseason with the Raiders. Steelers lose in the first round of the Chiefs, but it was like it was all coming down to that, and you couldn't believe it.
It's funny how stuff changes because the Chargers are the team right now going into the play. They're interesting.
Yeah.
They could win some games. I don't think it would be shocking if they won a couple of games or more. Mm-hmm. The Steelers are hanging on by their fingertips, right? They're probably not going to get in. And the Raiders have had the season from hell. And the Chargers were the ones that did the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's the dumbest coaching decision I've ever seen. Because we've seen decisions that lose you a game. Mm-hmm. We've seen decisions that really don't make a lot of sense or play call. But this was literally just stand there and do nothing and you go to the playoffs.
Well,
and doing something means you might not go, and he decided to do something.
And that kind of has been attached to Staley. His decisions, poor decisions, the fourth down, the last thing you want is you want to be attached to making poor decisions as a coach. He cost them a playoff spot, but they're in. So,
what if he does something? I don't know if you could say something as dumb because I don't think there's anything as dumb.
What if he makes the wrong decision in the playoffs? I'll be honest, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked.
Would you fire him?
No, I really don't think they'll fire him, especially because they made the playoffs.
But what if it's another just egregiously bad decision?
Yeah.
That not just I could kind of see it that way, but something along the lines of, wait, you realize that this directly cost you the game. What if he does it for a second year in a row?
I don't think Dean would fire him. It has more to do with the paycheck.
You don't think he wants to pay the guy
out? I don't think he's going to pay another coach.
Trevor Bauer decision is imminent, I guess.
What's close of business? Do we know
112?
The definition of close of business?
112 is the close of business for Travis and Sliwa.
I got to read you some too coming back. Joe Lacob was on a podcast talking about the Angels.
Ooh.
So maybe some developments on that front as well.
We'll do both of those. It's Travis Sliwa, 710 ESPN. I may just come and sit with you during the pregame show. Just kind of
100%.
You need do you have a stat man during the pregame show? Do you need one? Would you like one?
You're like the waiter from the last guy. Just stick around.
I just linger.
Three stat guys. What the hell happened in the first quarter? I need bench points.
I'll sit there. I'll point at the little chart. That's a hard job, but I think I could pull it off.
That is a hard job.
Yeah, I definitely think I could pull it off. What'd you hear from?
There's a seat right next to me. Oops. Just come sit.
You don't need a placard because you're Alan Sliwa and people know who you are. You can just kind of run the place. So take your placard, turn it inside out, and just scribble my name on it, and I'll go sit right next to you.
Every time I walk into Crypto, it's like I've never been in there before. What? Where's your show? Where's the badge?
ID, baby. Let me see your press pass. What did you hear from Joe Lacob?
All right, Joe Lacob, obviously the owner of the Golden State Warriors. It's interesting. We've brought up names in the past of potential. Who's going to buy the Angels? What's going to happen with the Angels if new ownership were to come in? Does that change Shohei Ohtani? Can that do anything for Ohtani to potentially keep him around?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the names we brought up was Joe Lacob, right? And this is somebody that has a track record of who's the team in the NBA in the last 10 years? The blueprint is the Golden State Warriors. And even to this day, we were just sitting here an hour ago saying pick any team in the West. We all kind of lean towards the Warriors. They're still, you still feel like they're the team to beat, at least in the Western Conference. So Joe Lacob was on Tim Kawakami of The Athletic, his podcast, looking at the possibility of a bid for the Angels. He said, it's been reported that we're looking at it, and that's true. I don't know what we're going to do yet. I grew up in Anaheim. It's a little bit of an attraction for me. Wouldn't be the easiest thing in the world because of the Golden State Warriors. Maybe doable. Kind of left it at that. I guess there's also interest. I don't know if he mentioned this podcast or he's mentioned it before. He suggested he'd also have interest in a run at either the Giants or the A's if both of those or if either of those Bay Area franchises came up for sale. Mm-hmm. So kind of reaching that point, right? When Artie Moreno had mentioned, probably about 4 months ago now, I think.
At
maybe
least.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, for sure.
There's going to come a point where there's going to be buyers. I think there was a Japanese investor that's looking into the team, Joe Lacob, whoever else, the owner of the LA Times, Patrick.
Pete Suchin.
Yes. Yeah. I think he's also another one that's interested. I find it a little bit interesting, Trav, because I think so much times we talk about what's – you got to have the right team. You got to have the right star. You got to have you know what you need? You need the right owner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get the right owner,
you're right about that.
Everything else can start to change. If I told you, I know this is going to sound interesting, but if I told you, what's more important, having Shohei Ohtani or having a really, really good owner?
Oh, no question about it.
It's the owner.
Sure.
Right? Ohtani has already shown with a bad owner.
Well, and Ohtani will eventually be old, and you're on to the next guy anyway.
I don't know what would change Ohtani's mind, and I don't know if Shohei Ohtani is going to, stay being an Angel, but that's interesting. If it's a guy like Lacob, Trav, I don't think it would take 10 years to turn that franchise around. I think it is somebody that obviously understands the value. Talked about, look, you're in one of the best markets in the country,
mm-hmm.
And you said that the upside to the Angels,
I think it's real.
It's pretty damn impressive
sure.
what it could be, and that's the type of owner that I think could obviously change things.
I look, if Lacob was the guy that ended up buying that team, that is great news for sports fans in this town, right? As a Dodger fan, I'm never going to become an Angel fan. That's not, but it would be really fun to be able to know that on the nights that the Dodgers play at 4 o'clock and they're in the East and the Angels are in the West playing at 7 o'clock to flip over and see really good baseball. That would be great. To know that there's a team locally that's going to be very competitive is exciting. That's good news. I agree with you. I think that he could turn it around and probably turn it around as quickly as anybody could, right? I don't, the timeline on that, I guess we could debate it. Maybe it'd be a couple years, maybe it's five, maybe it's 10. I don't know. Because you can build up your major league team fairly quickly, but it's an organizational issue that the Angels are clearly struggling with. It's not just their major league team. It's their organization is thin and has been for a long time. That takes a lot of time to rebuild. I don't know if, even if the sale were done today, that it changes one thing about the Ohtani equation. He's leaving. He's made it very, because you could say to him, listen, I've done this with the Warriors. I've had success here, 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 and here. You got, it's like, I believe you. I got to go. I literally don't have any time to waste while you try to restack this organization. I have to go somewhere that is a ready-made team for me to compete at the highest level. And there's, you know, there's maybe 8 or 10 of those.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's leaving no matter what, but I think that if Lacob was the guy that got the team,
it's your best chance to make a pitch.
It's your best chance to not only make a pitch, but to actually turn the team into a quality major league organization. Because having a good team is one thing. Having a good organization is a different thing. The Dodgers have both.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves have both. Mm. The Padres have a really good team. I don't know how good their organization is because they just got rid of everybody, mm-hmm. right? They just traded everybody to get Juan Soto. There are teams that the Tampa Bay Rays are a really good organization that has a bad team. They have all the infrastructure. The second their players get good enough, they leave. They go to the other places. The Angels could get good at the top. I don't know how long it would take to change the infrastructure of the whole team. It would take a long time, I think.
Well, I think also, too, if one of the things you'll find out, if a guy like Lacob takes over the team and it doesn't make a difference, and Ohtani's like, look, it's cool, this is awesome, it's, you're going to do so great for this franchise, I'm going to go somewhere else, then there's some clarity, too, to say, all right, let's get as much as we possibly can for somebody that we think is going to leave before the MLB trade deadline, and then that rebuilding process starts over.
So one of the theories, mm-hmm. take it for what it's worth, of that the Dodgers laid low the way that they did during the offseason is that they were trying to get their finances in order to go
make that run.
Make to Shohei Ohtani's eyes roll back into his head because, hey, how does $50 million for, I don't know how many years, 8 years sound? Yeah, done, let's go do it. Part of the equation was they were waiting for the Trevor Bauer decision to be handed down. It was handed down. He's now back with the team, and now the Dodgers have a decision to make by the end of the day today on whether they're going to put him on the roster or not. It feels exceedingly likely or not is the answer.
Yeah, we were reading that tweet yesterday from Nightingale about how most likely he won't be.
Yep. What if – okay, now that by the end of the day today, they're going to have clarity on Bauer, one way or the other, right? Carlos Correa is still technically not on a team. The Giants walked away from him. The Mets are growing, quote, increasingly frustrated with yeah. Correa. They have not finalized a deal. That there are reports out there that they're walking away from the Mets, that the Mets are walking away from him. We'll see. Do the Dodgers dip their toe back in that water again? I know that they said they weren't interested, but that was, what if you could get him at a price? Clearly, there's some thing on Carlos Correa's medicals that people are like, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
What if you just go super high dollar mm-hmm. 1 year?
So I'm going to kind of set this up. I think a lot of the reason why the Dodgers, for some of the things that you mentioned, why they didn't really have that active an offseason, why Trey Turner left, why you know, they weren't able to go out and get a big-time player the way we've been accustomed to watching them go out and get big-time players. A lot of that has to do with their responsible organization that has not gone out and said, here's 10 years. I know Mookie's an exception there, but they didn't want to go pay what the price was today.
Sure.
If it's like the height of the real estate market and you go buy a house. Everybody's buying houses. The Dodgers were like, we're going to wait. Maybe those prices will come down in a couple of years, using that as a...
And we don't love the house. We don't have to have the house.
You don't have to have the house. The Correa thing, I've sat on this, and I'm going to put all emotions to the side. If you don't have a shortstop, and Correa can come in and be kind of exactly what the Dodgers have done in certain situations where we're going to offer you more money, but we're just going to give you a lot less years, can it be an opportunity? It would fall more along the lines of what the Dodgers have done in the past than by them trying to bid against the Giants or the Mets with the offer that they had on
the table. It's a weird deal, right? Because Carlos Correa is a very good player. That two teams that need a shortstop have said, look, we thought we liked this. We don't like this. And we certainly don't like it on these terms. We don't like it for what the Giants were 12 years and the Mets came in at 11 or 11 it was years, 11 yeah, and 10 like that, or something. Yeah. It was a long-term deal. Mm-hmm. Clearly, two. And by the way, Giants, good organization.
Yeah.
The Mets are trending in the direction of a good organization. That they both said, hold on a second. Is really interesting. I don't know if you call it a discount, but maybe you could get it on more favorable terms than you could have a month ago.
Can I ask you this and put the Dodgers aside for a second? What do you think happens?
I don't know.
Do you think?
I really don't know.
And I know this isn't common in Major League Baseball, but is he just going to have a ton of stipulations in his contract when he eventually signs? If the Mets are not going to promise him 11 years, is it going to be a? Could it be 11 years, but it says in there, look, if you have an injury on this ankle that we showed in 2014 when you were down in the minor, then this contract is done. We don't see that really in Major League Baseball.
No, you don't. Baseball contracts are fully guaranteed. And there's another element to this, too, that we really haven't. There's the agent, right? That the agent does not want to lose face in this. The agent does not want to be the guy that had a guy that was signed for 12 years for, you know, God knows how much money.
And it's the agent.
It's Scott Boras, right? Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure, and Scott Boras would never, I shouldn't speak for him, but I would be really surprised if Scott Boras ever allowed his client to sign a contract that was voidable in any meaningful way. I just don't think that he needs a win in this, right? You saw what Trey Turner got. You saw what Bogarts got. You're yep. seeing all yep. these numbers, and your guy comes in at a fraction. That's bad for business, right? So they got to find a way to do a deal where they can walk away and say, no, we got a great deal here. Now, shorter term, higher dollar, but that's part of the equation as well. He's a really good player. He's coming off of a pretty darn good season. He's plays a premium position. But
how long ago did he when that news came out for the Giants? Is that 3 weeks ago?
At least, probably closer to a month.
I think it's more.
Okay, yeah. Think about that.
It's at least.
Think about that. That means for 4 weeks we talked. Hey, Giants. Yeah. First, there was the lead up of where's Correa going to go. And then it was the Giants signed Correa. We're sitting here today after the first of the year, a week into the new year.
Yes, and don't forget, the Mets jumped on it like that. Yeah. It wasn't like the Giants walked away and another week or so went by and the Mets, like the Giants are like, hey, we don't love this, and they say, fine, I signed with the Mets. It went like that quick, and now we're a month down the road, and it's still not done. It's incredibly unique, and look, if I'm Andrew Friedman, if I'm the Dodgers, I'm going to make a phone call and just say, hey, what would it take? Mm-hmm. What would it take to do this for a year or two? And just see what the answer is coming back. The answer is probably I'm not doing anything for a year or two. Okay, good luck. See ya.
So they're going to have Correa jerseys in San Francisco, New York that were sold.
I don't
There's
know.
Somebody walking around.
I would imagine that the licensing agreement for Major League Baseball, that until his name is written on them, they don't start the machinery.
We already printed 1,000. What do we do now?
Well, that's like when somebody gets busted, right? Like all those deals, like you make a trade or somebody gets in trouble. All the, you know, player X deals, you could go ahead and send them out the door. 3 for $1 kind of situations. The dump, Supercrosstalk coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
All right, so Travis is going to come in a little bit whenever he gets back inside.
Yeah,
he
Travis is very busy.
He's
got to
go
right
into the
now.
Restroom.
Yeah. He's got a lot of stuff. He's got a to-do list.
I'm here for the dump.
That is so long.
Right. Yeah. But I have something that I want to bring up. It's been 4 years since this happened. So I'm going to go play it real quick.
Okay.
And, oh, he hits the upright again. That's impossible. And the Eagles run out into the field, but there's still 5 seconds. So they've got to get back. He does it again.
It will be Philadelphia.
Did this hit the upright and the crossbar?
Bottom line, it doesn't go through.
The Bears' season's going to end on a double doink.
Right.
The old double doink.
I lived in Philly at this time.
Okay.
And so I was at a bar watching this game.
Right.
Literally insane, because that sends them to the next round of the playoffs. This is the year after they win the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But then as I would go to work that 2 weeks after, they had billboards lining the highway that say, "Thank you, Cody Parkey," and double doink. And I love, it's a class A troll job at the city of Philadelphia. Yeah. And I loved it.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
One of my favorite things.
Who's got the rest of the dump? Do you have it, Sway?
We got it right here.
Yeah.
She just put it up here.
Oh,
so
here's Trav. Oh, look. Everybody's in the house all of a sudden. Ireland's here. We all rushed in.
Yeah, Trav is very busy. He's very busy.
Trav was super tied up there for a second.
Well, he, you know, he had a really early dinner yesterday. Right,
correct. Right. He had dinner at 4.
Dinner 15.
4:15 yep. At Outback. You ordered exactly no Bloomin' Onion.
No, didn't do the Bloomin' Onion.
Well, and you avoided the guy who wanted to know where Peyton Manning
from. Well, it was obviously one of those, I'm going to see if I can get a reaction kind of lines, because nobody thinks Peyton Manning's from Chicago.
Right.
If you've ever
They were fishing for you.
Yeah, yes. They were trying to get, they wanted to get you involved in the conversation.
They wanted me to respond with, no, actually he's from New Orleans.
As a matter of fact, I'm Travis Rogers from ESPN.
Great to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Peyton Manning, you want to know?
Find me a few minutes,
fellas. He didn't get the...
Yeah.
You know.
He didn't get the Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah, that's...
Too bad we're not streaming. Can we explain what happened?
Brother.
So, John just took a small bucket of water and just dumped it over Slee's head.
My man, payback.
It's not chill.
Payback is not good.
No, yeah.
Do you know the bet?
Imagine.
I'm going to explain.
I don't think he does.
Now. No.
I don't think he does.
Clearly, Slee does not know the bet.
It has to be the going into sales.
Right. Okay, so you do know.
Yeah.
But the laptop and the phone.
Yeah, that's the laptop and the phone.
That's the Pixel.
Yeah. The laptop or phone, I'm totally
paying. Pixel is wet. The Pixel phone is wet.
I'm going to have to bring a hose in here, man.
Man.
Here, Slee.
All right.
Boy, no hesitation at all.
All right.
That was aggressive.
That was aggressive.
Here's the whole story.
I got a game plan for like 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah. No. I'm going to even make it easier on you. If you want to go fill this up and dump it on me right now.
Of course I do.
Go. All right, there you go.
Well,
payback.
Al, now here's, just real can quick. Can I give a little background just before you go?
Before you go, yeah. I'd just like to say there's a classic line that revenge is a dish best served cold.
Correct.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, here's what happened. Mason and I lost all our mythical money last year.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. We have nothing. He's got a grand. I got $3,000.
Okay.
And the year's over.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
the
like,
hell just happened?
How much do you start the year with?
$100,000.
Okay.
Please, like,
lost
what
it all.
The hell?
Okay. So, we got into a situation where Jorge is so far ahead in mythical money that they said the only way we're giving you $100,000 is if you do your dump the bucket of water in your head and you can't dump it on anybody on our show.
Yep.
Okay.
And you have to do it soon.
Why didn't you go Trav?
That was my plan.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've been sick.
Oh, right. And he was in the can.
And I, no, literally, Slee. My whole plan was.
I've never been so excited.
No, my whole plan was when Travis walked in, I literally had that bucket in my hand. And I was going to wait till you walk by me because you wouldn't have headphones on. There was no computer or anything. And you walked so fast, I couldn't get to you. And Slee, when this came up last week. This is the
Slee's
whole.
Like, what
no, no.
What
Slee.
No idea what's going on.
This
here.
Is what I'm
going
to fall on. This is what I'm going to fall on. When you lost the bet to Taylor.
Yes.
All right. I said, I got an idea. I said,
I would have worn a Kings jersey for a year.
I said, I will get. Take Slee's bet, so I have some equity in the bank, and he doesn't absolutely kill me. Now, anything else you want to do in retaliation to this?
Yeah, please retaliate.
Is totally fair.
Any way that you can.
I'm not suggesting that we're even.
Is the laptop okay?
Yeah.
What about the Pixel phone?
If the laptop,
no idea.
Wait, if the laptop,
hopefully the Pixel phone is
broken. Any damage, so I will buy you a brand new one.
Laugh him.
But you know, I am so competitive. That I had to have.
I was ready. You didn't even give me a crack at the pail.
Oh, somebody's going down today.
So wait, he has to do it now too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to do it for $100,000 mythical dollars. Just so somebody's going down
randomly.
Randomly.
But, so my first thing is an honest,
yeah, I have to,
heartfelt apology.
Yes.
My second thing is whatever you want to do back at me, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Well, all I right. think.
But the reason I wore your Kings jersey was I wanted to build a little bit of equity.
And I have
the computer looks like it's broken to me.
Yeah. As I've had some time,
I literally
that
would
phone
pay.
Looks like it's
I
broken.
I am personally
to me.
Stunned that it happened that fast, that suddenly, and out of nowhere.
Now, see, does it make you feel better? That when I brought the bucket in,
yeah,
it leaked and everything in this backpack, and I'm going to Sacramento tonight is soaked. I didn't think this through at all. But here's what it won me over. When I saw the hoodie,
yeah,
I thought, okay, you're going home after this to change.
Yes.
And you're going home in 10 minutes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. You, I heard you say earlier today, have an hour and a half
about
ride.
About 15, yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, well, I don't want to get you sick. I was worried about getting Slee sick.
Is it cold, Slee?
That's,
still have no idea.
Was it cold water?
Wait, did you not know about this whole challenge that we had?
I know that you guys said it about Sam
right.
like 2 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah. So,
but I did not know today
right
when
now,
I was sitting here.
When you were sick last week,
yeah.
Greg and Jorge came up with the plan of, all right, we'll let you back in mythical money for $100,000 if you promised it, and it could be any employee in the building. And I just determined to execute it was going to be whoever was in that seat, unless I could get you.
Yeah,
and, I was your first choice.
So Travis was the first choice.
Travis was the first choice. But he walked so fast.
Wait, like, did you think of getting Trav today?
Yeah,
like
now.
Right now.
When you just going to walk in and get Trav.
Talk about an innocent bystander. Talk about being is like a
never been so happy to have eaten steak the night before.
If that thing's seriously wet, if that's wet, I'm going to feel even worse than I feel now.
It's wet because you had a bucket of water.
bucket of water tends to do that.
My head in front of my laptop.
By definition. Well,
by definition.
It has no other way.
I tried to pour it in the hood more because I figured that would take some.
All right, here's what I'm here's what I'm suspicious about now. Were you really in the restroom, or were you?
I said
no. Travis, like he's. I saw Ireland with a bucket. I gotta go to the can.
He was the intended target. You were. You just happened to be in that seat. If I would have been in that seat, if anybody would have been in that seat.
Well, so I was in the seat because it's Travis and Sliwa.
Right, he's
a Friday.
Always in that seat.
It's a Friday, and we have a game.
If you were out today, if you would have done the show from home, Travis, I'm sorry, I would have had.
I guess it worked out in my favor.
Yeah.
Slee, I don't know if you noticed during the last segment, I had one of those. Uh-oh moments.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and the
like,
second.
You having a stomach thing?
The second we got to the end of the segment.
Outback's revenge.
I hit the off button and I was out the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you I said, you got to cover.
I literally said, hey, you need to be in there.
Terrible.
I don't think I can
ever do it again. I feel awful.
Well, if you want to talk about shocking somebody, then absolutely no idea.
No, he came up behind
you.
You weren't even looking.
It's actually. I felt so bad about this. It's filtered water. I poured it out of a water bottle, and I warmed it up.
Hey, can I tell you something? It wasn't cold.
Yeah
there you
it
go.
Wasn't
I warmed
cold
it up
at all.
Yeah,
because I had no idea how this was going to go, and I will now take any punishment.
Yeah,
that
now I have to spend 3 months.
Gonna let you
and I have. By the way, I have to spend 3 hours figuring out who's getting the bucket.
And I've taken away the element of surprise.
I'm going to. Yeah,
I'm
going to
wear a tarp like when you go to Shamu at SeaWorld.
Yeah, right.
Moving forward, I'm going to be ready.
Still unbelievable.
A little super crosstalk.
Oh, we don't. I didn't even
know.
I wish we had that on video.
I'm so mad that that's not on video. I'm so upset.
Reaction was so priceless.
Well, I missed it.
It's the same reaction I have now. I don't get it.
You know what it is? He's doing like shrug hands.
You're
like,
actually a very good sport. I don't know how I would react.
Complete confusion as to what was happening.
A little chilly in here, to be honest.
It wasn't that you were angry. It wasn't that you were terribly surprised.
No, it was shocked.
It was, what the hell is happening right now? Why is this hand? And why is this happening to me?
I don't know what happened.
What? Why am I wet?
Yeah.
It's got the undershirt, too.
I kind of want to take it back.
Well, too late.
Yeah. Too late. You got $100,000 mythical dollars.
Yeah,
that's the bid.
No, it's 50K because we didn't get on video.
No.
So, yeah, I was going to say, Johnny, you had to tip somebody that, hey, listen, get your phone out and have this thing ready. Because
No,
that's part of the deal.
Then that would screw it up.
You're not allowed to.
Oh, you can't tell anybody.
You can't tell anybody.
That was
sure people are
Mace, you didn't know?
I didn't know he was going to dump it on Slee.
Did you think he was going like to dump it? Did you know it was going to happen?
Well, you're very svelte.
Yesterday, I told Ireland, bring a bucket so we can do the bit. Ireland walks into the studio, bam, it's on Slee.
Okay.
It was not meant for you. It wasn't, I hope you know, it was the person in the chair. It literally was not, this is... I cannot stress, let's workshop some things.
Let me just point out.
I deserve whatever's
at
coming.
This time of the day, Sliwa is always in that chair.
Yeah, but he's been under the weather lately. Yeah, that's another reason why I didn't necessarily want to do it to you. And Travis walked by so fast, I went, well, Slee's got a hoodie. Pour it towards the back of the hoodie.
Well, I
got
to do now is just game plan for like the next 3 months.
Yeah, whatever. You got time.
If I come in and you're like, Al, are you preparing for the show? And I'm be like, no, I'm not. There's other things on my mind right now.
This is your revenge to do as you see fit.
Yep, right.
But if I can offer one small bit of advice.
Yeah.
Stretch it out for a long time.
It's freezing
just,
in here now.
Just long enough that he forgets it's coming.
Oh, no, I know it's coming.
Yeah, but if it's 6 months from now, you might have forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till you lose another bet to Taylor and I have another Kings jersey on and then dump something on
Well, the Kings jersey, I will take that no problem now.
No, the Kings jersey, not a problem. The bucket on the head is too much.
All right, well, the computer's working.
What a great way to start the show, huh? Yeah. I don't even know.
Well, Mace, now you're in a little bit of a pickle because I'm in trouble. Everybody is going to be on high alert.
I don't think you're
going to
be able to do
your
it.
Money.
I don't think.
Do you think they're listening on the sales side?
Well, Slee didn't know.
Yeah, Slee didn't know. Right. Somebody's going to not know.
So you're thinking about doing it today?
Oh yeah. My goal. I said yesterday.
He wants to make bets this week.
I want to make bets for the weekend. So I've
you've got 3 hours.
Fast,
Mace. Yeah. Why don't you just go do it right now?
He can't do it to me, though.
I know, but why don't you go right now into the back and just get it out of the way? Get it done.
Camera with you?
What do you think?
Just get it done.
It's got to be where we can see it.
Well, he can bring a witness, okay, right?
But can I give a suggestion since John was I appreciate this portion of what just happened. A little hot water and a little cold water. Make it. Get it at the right temperature.
We want tepid. You're going water. For dirty.
Get the right
coming up in the elevator, I said, don't do it. Just back out. And then I walked in and you weren't in the chair. And it went so fast. It was like, all right, Travis isn't here. I can get him. Then you whip by me. I go, crap. I can't walk the bucket around the table or you'll see me.
I really kind of... So, Al...
You didn't see it at all, did you?
I didn't. Not only did I not see it, it took me feeling it first, and I was just looking at you, and I'm like, "Why do I feel water down my back right now?"
On your way
now?
Out of here, go get some like hot soup. Terrible.
But so here's the thing: had you done it to me, I'm trying to figure out how I would have reacted had you done it to me, because you responded pretty well, quite frankly.
Yeah.
That your reaction was. Not violent, no, I think, is the first
thing. Instantly, my reaction.
I realized that he might punch me.
Instantly
That's
my reaction was.
Gave him a towel, immediately said, I'm so sorry.
This could have been a, what the are you doing?
I thought you had to not say anything for 60 seconds. Wasn't that the original?
We took that part out because I said, after I do it, I might have to run. I don't know what the reaction is. But I thought, when I saw you had a hoodie on, you have a good thick hoodie on, I went, okay, that can absorb a decent amount of water.
I would
and
rather...
I tried, Slee, to get it on the back of your head, and apparently when I did it, it splashed all over the front.
I don't think you were successful in your aim.
I should have tipped Taylor so he could have like rolled from the other side of the glass or something.
I would have rather had, I'll take that hit. I feel really bad, whatever the hell Mace is about to do. To a freaking sales rep that is making a cold call right now,
and you are uniquely qualified to speak on.
Who
did
is
he
just
do, Greg,
trying
did he
to
do
get
it?
A partner?
Oh,
so I would like to point out, Al, that this was done for Mythical Mike.
Yeah, the original bet with Sam was face
money. This was not even done for, like, John does not have $1,000 in his wallet right now.
$100,000.
Yeah, but he did. But
I tried to just give him $20 to go get some soup or something. He wouldn't take it.
Right?
But it goes for the whole year.
Yeah, but the bit was to do it for real money, not for Monopoly money.
Well.
John, the fact that you kind of felt apologetic.
Oh, terrible. Not.
I could feel that there was a little bit like, I can't believe I'm doing this, you did it. But now I got to obviously come up
with
something.
Right,
here.
Yeah.
So we got to
totally
figure that out.
Also, Taylor and I did not see the pail. You must have kept it in
my backpack. And that was dumb because anything electronic in this is now ruined because this backpack is soaked. And the bucket, the bucket was small enough where I only filled it up halfway. So I did the bare minimum, but
look,
it was
it
enough.
Didn't look like the bare
it was
minimum.
Enough water where it was gonna do something.
You know, actually, I will say this: the only thing I initially was like, "What the hell just happened to my electronics?"
That
was
sure,
the
of
by
course.
The way, they're working, so we're fine.
All right. If like you get home tonight and they're not totally on me,
what year is that laptop, please?
He'll give Mythical money to pay
what
for.
What
no,
I was
no.
saying. That,
I will
that,
buy you a new MacBook.
That laptop looks broken. I think it's done. It's out. I keep looking over here to see if Mason's going to come running
around
the
corner. I feel so bad if somebody actually gets it.
What do you mean? You just got it.
Yeah, but they are going to be so much more confused than at least me sitting here and you being able to tell the whole story.
Yeah.
Me having to hear some of that. Us doing radio and stuff like this happens.
So, and by the way, on my drive over here today, I made up in my mind, I'm not doing it. I'm just not going
to
have any mythical
money. But you had
money.
The pail.
I'm not going to do it. But I had the bucket. And then
here,
when I...
Here he comes. He's got his hands over his face.
And he
face.
Doesn't have the bucket.
He doesn't have the bucket.
No.
Jorge
Where's
is
the
trailing
bucket?
Behind.
No,
Let's
guys.
See. Neither one of them have a smile on their
and
face.
And neither one of them have the bucket.
We'll see what it is.
Jorge doesn't have his phone out, so he's not filming anymore.
Maybe he chickened out.
We'll see.
Doesn't
here,
want
here
the
comes
evidence.
Mace, and we'll...
I don't know if there's anybody back there.
So,
success or failure?
So, all right, hurry up. Get to your mic. Who?
David Kint.
Oh,
did you do it?
Yes.
Where's
wait,
the bucket?
Wait.
Buckets.
You poured water on Kent?
Correct.
He was Kent, the only who's one there. The corner one.
Corner office. Yeah,
he was no choice by default.
No way.
He's
he was
set
the only
up,
one there.
He's
he
also
the
set up with his back behind. And you
did
just,
yeah, no,
did was, you say hello and then dump it?
Yeah, we were having a whole conversation. Jorge, we're like talking, and he's like, "Yeah, I've got this Dodgers beatbox," and he put his phone down and he put
we
his
are,
beatbox.
We
down
are starting a very
we
bad
are,
trend.
We are open. It's open season
oh,
on
because
us.
David
on
Kent
us.
Is not going to just say,
no.
"Hey, they got me."
That,
I might have to go into
what,
game plan with
what you
with
just
Kent.
Said out. I think that, John, you just fired the first shot in a long-lasting
war.
Long-lasting war. Yeah. The,
no.
Yes,
once,
because he's going to do it. Now, maybe it's bad, but this is going to
no, but once he
stakes.
Gets me, that it will be over. I mean,
I
have one coming.
Hopefully.
No, hey, I will not. Hopefully. Whatever Slee comes up with, I will not retaliate.
Hey,
you're looking over your shoulder.
Like, coming at me? Is he coming at me?
Can't. No, he's you're good.
Yeah,
he's got to go through a lot
oh
of doors.
Gosh. Oh man!
His reaction was,
"What is this? What am I supposed to do with this?" I believe that's a pretty good.
Was it a pretty good amount of water, or just?
Oh no, it was a good amount of water.
Did you get the water tepid?
I did. I got it very lukewarm.
Okay.
Lukewarm water. We'll interview David on the show a little bit later.
Well, I would think that that's the least.
So, yeah, I actually thought about bringing you a change of clothes, too, but I didn't know
no,
who
I'm
I was
going
to dump it on.
And by the way, back there, you'd think they'd be listening to this station. They're not listening to... They turned off Travis Slee. Well, there's only one person back there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for David Kent, he's working.
No, Kent's listening to 570 during our show.
Probably.
I just realized that I have all my notes from the Laker game and a computer in this bag that I just soaked. So this could all end
oh
very
gosh.
Badly.
Okay,
so how does he get you back?
I'll take... Well, before that, I'll take the Rams plus six.
Well, that's why you don't have any mythical money, by the
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Yeah, you should stop making that
stop
bet.
Betting
stop
on
betting
Rams.
On the Rams.
Yeah.
I was telling them when you were going to do it, Mace, I said to Al, I said, I just want you to know that Ireland did that to you, not for the bit that we were talking about a couple weeks ago, like 1,000. He did it for,
right,
for
mythical money.
Mythical.
Yeah,
money.
We're like endlessly competitive. Mythical money
mythical.
Might as well be real money.
Money. Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you turned it over in your head a few times, Al? Like some
I just see everybody on Twitter
thoughts.
Saying, "Where's the video?"
Yeah,
yeah. There's no video of the Slee.
Yeah,
so they're saying basically they're saying if there's no video, they don't believe us.
Oh
no,
no
it was
well,
real.
Yeah,
it was
I
real.
Think they'll believe it when
it's the back. Of,
I mean, ask
my,
me if you know me. Ask me. I'll
is
tell
my
you. What
back
happened.
Wet for no reason.
Any primary thoughts on how you'd like to execute your revenge?
Well, I think initially when you go through a process like this.
It's going to be very analytical.
Okay, do I get any? Do I get any
like
points?
This.
And I'm totally okay if the answer to this is no for taking the heat from his bet with Taylor. Will I, that? Do I get any? Like, if you were a judge,
do I get
the
like,
problem is it's not
treatment.
It's not equivalent.
No, not at all. But,
extenuating circumstances.
But it, instead of giving me life in prison, you maybe give me eligible for parole in 50 years. Yeah.
Well, I genuinely feel bad right now.
Do what I get? I know. I'm never doing this again.
When is Kent?
I will never do this
you?
Again.
I will
never dump a bucket of water on anybody's head again.
I accept whatever Slee was going to do to me, and I'm never doing
the
it.
The two
again.
Guys that did it over mythical money are now the ones saying, you know what?
That, because to me, it. that really kind of makes it far worse that this was mythical
damn
money.
Well, I feel bad for David King because he's the only guy back there.
Yeah, he got a bad draw today.
Yeah, that was really rough. And so he's like, yeah, back in the corner office? Yeah, that's the guy.
I can, because I know exactly
he's the
where
only
he
one
is.
That did have a sales call today.
Yes, that's right.
They're going to put
right.
tarps over everybody's cube over there.
By the way, it would not have done you if you were dressed up. I just would have bagged it. But I figured you're in a hoodie, you're going home.
David was wearing a sweater. I told him I'd buy him a new one. He said, what am I supposed to do with this?
Well, it's better than having to buy a new MacBook and a new Google phone, which is what I might have to do.
It's only a
still
pixel.
Operating.
Let's get together. Let's work on this. I'd like to be the guy that puts really negative thoughts in your head.
Wait a minute. What? Nothing happened to
this
you.
This is where he thrives.
It's my partner.